Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. One of the main goals of this podcast is to help you, the listener, learn to see life from a different point of view. Life is an amazing gift, but life, if we're all honest, it's littered with moments of pain. Physical pain, emotional pain, mental pain, relational pain. As long as we're being honest here, life has more than its fair share of sorrow and suffering. At times, life honestly doesn't seem fair. Just being real here, just trying to be honest. Did you know that we can actually change the way we feel by changing the way we think? It's true. Every feeling we have is attached to a thought we're thinking. All I need to say is that we are people of choice, and we can always choose how we will respond to even the most difficult circumstances of life. The ones that are even beyond our control. To develop an ever-deepening intimate relationship with Jesus, we must be about the business of renewing our minds. The reason I'm sharing these principles week after week is because I believe they're fundamental in developing that intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Personally, I've shared this many times, but I've dealt with many painful issues during the course of my life. I've dealt with the struggle to find my true identity, both sexual and otherwise. I found that in Christ. I've dealt with moments of betrayal and abandonment. I've grieved the loss of friends and loved ones. I've battled episodes of depression. I've endured episodes of all-out panic attacks. I've even endured very real moments of persecution as a direct result of my faith in Jesus Christ. And to top it all off, I'm currently battling Parkinson's disease, which is certainly not a walk in the park by any means. But I'm going to be honest with you here. You know what? In spite of all those painful moments of life, I can honestly say life is good. And I can honestly say I am in no way a victim. That's right. I'm a victor. I'm victorious. John 8:32 tells us that we will know the truth and the truth will set us free. Well, what is the first step required to get to that truth? From my point of view, it's our own honest confession. I confess my failure, my sin, my need to Father God, and He cleanses me. I confess my fear and anxiety to Jesus, and He surrounds me with overwhelming love that eradicates my fear. I confess my grief or my pain or my suffering or my whatever I'm facing in any given moment, and my Father God meets me in that moment. But we never get to the freedom we desire if we're not willing to get honest with God. And let's be honest with this. We need to learn to be honest with ourselves. It is in that moment of honesty with the Lord that I am given grace to see my predicament or to see my circumstance from His point of view. Where I see an impassable mountain, He sees a molehill. Where I see disappointment, He sees an opportunity for restoration. Where I see a wound or a hurt, He sees an opportunity to comfort, to heal. Where I see no way out, He somehow makes a way. Where I see despair and hopelessness, He sees an opportunity for joy. People, Jesus can handle our honesty. He can free us from guilt. He can deliver us from shame. He can replace our regrets with healing grace by simply allowing us to see those regretful moments from what? From His point of view. Now, I say all that to say this. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I have learned after living all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind the song, I Seek Thee Earnestly. This is from the worship recording called Let It Rain. Now, this particular song came to me way back on June 6th of 1991. Here's what I wrote about the song at the time I received it. This song is simply my heart's cry, our heart's cry as believers. Worshiping with reckless abandon doesn't happen just in times of celebration. For me, this song came in a time of deep adoration and longing for his presence. If I can't know him intimately, why know him at all? When I sense his presence, after a time of forgetting he's always with me, he takes my breath away. Knowing his voice is like streams in the desert, like taking a breath of fresh air after being in a cold, stale place, like being sung to sleep in the Father's arms and then waking up to find he's still holding you. I remember as a child pretending to be asleep in the car after a long trip and waiting for my daddy to carry me in to the house. I never got tired of those times, and I still, to this day, remember them very vividly. That's the way I want to be with Jesus. Let's do this. By faith, let's nestle up close to our Father like little children and simply rest in his massive, loving embrace.
My soul thirsts, my flesh longs hard after thee. Lord, my God, I seek thee earnestly. How I long to see your power and your glory. My soul satisfied, my soul clings to thee, my Father, hold me, as I rest here in the shadow of thy wings. Seek thee earnestly. How my soul thirsts, my flesh longs hard after thee. O Lord my God, I seek thee earnestly. How I long to see your power and your glory. My soul satisfied, my soul clings to thee, my Father, hold me as I rest here in the shadow of thy wings. Flowing stream, living water raining down to cover me. You are there to comfort me in the midst of enemies, like waking from a restless sleep to find. Thy loving kindness. presence is my soul satisfied. My soul clings to thee, my Father holy. At the rest here in the shadow of the
I love the presence of God. Psalm 63, verses 1 through 8 says this. This is a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. He writes this, God, you are my God. I shall be watching for you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you in a dry and exhausted land where there is no water. So have I seen you in the sanctuary to see your power and glory. Because your favor is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul is satisfied as with fat and fatness, and my mouth offers praises with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand takes hold of me. I love that psalm. Like David, we go through times of wilderness in our lives, times of emotional wilderness, mental wilderness, physical wilderness, social wilderness, relational wilderness, you name it. Realizing one is alone in the wilderness of any kind can lead to fear and anxiety and panic. That is why we must remember we are never alone and that we have access to God's presence in the midst of and all the way through and out of any wilderness we find ourselves lost in. Let's be like David and call upon the Lord. Seek Him and seek His presence through the wild times of life. And let's let God's perfect love put an end to fear and anxious thinking and moments of panic. Let's put on the hearts of loving children being held closely and safely in the all-encompassing and protective arms of our loving Father, God. He can take those wild, chaotic times of wilderness and turn them into the peace and healing that go beyond our wildest dreams of just how good and how redemptive our God is. Let's become as trusting children and surrender our fearful wilderness moments to His loving care. I have absolutely loved today's podcast. I love worshiping God. I love sensing His presence. And I'll take it a step further. I love His presence even in moments when I feel nothing because my faith kicks into gear in those moments. Today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, I'm kind of proud of this, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, I'm kind of partial to her. My amazing, beautiful, awesome wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. To help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called us to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. That's allinallchurch.com. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching vlogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. Would you mind taking a few seconds right now and leaving a review wherever you happen to be listening to the Dennis Jernigan podcast? It really does help increase listeners when you leave those reviews, and that would mean a lot to me. Don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon also, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. You can also get copies of my latest book, The Middle of Nowhere, which details some of my journey through the most difficult times of my life, including my current battle with Parkinson's. I also have two fantasy book series for young readers there. I have several children's books, several devotional books, and even a novel called The Short Life. Check them out for me. Dennis Jernigan, Amazon.com. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me here on the Dennis Jernigan podcast. It really does mean so much to me. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, I Seek Thee Earnestly, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you get nothing else out of today's podcast, get this. This is the best news of all. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are, and enjoy His presence.